This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Mark with you.
Jay.
Michael.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, well, let's just get right to the phones. We've got Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Hi, other people. I forgot y'all's names.
Michael and Jay.
Hello.
Hey, Michael and Jay. It's been a really good show tonight.
Thank you.
I've always been kind of shocked that of all the things that the government regulates, just a ridiculous, every tiny little thing. They don't really regulate who can have kids. It's kind of weird, but I wanted to follow through on
that. That's good they don't regulate that. I don't want them to regulate anything.
Well, they do regulate, to some extent, who has kids. And let me make the argument for it.
Well, they influence it with subsidies.
They influence it with subsidies, right? So, let's say you choose to be one of these people that doesn't work, and you have the ability to create children, unlike myself. And you want to increase the number of that check. Maybe you can figure out that the check for mothers and infants or WIC or whatever it is higher, you can take care of the kid on a portion of it and then have a little more money for yourself or whatever the situation is. That is an influence to have more children. And it seems like counterintuitive to what we really want here in America, which is people that want kids for the sake of having kids, not kids for the sake of having a check.
Yeah, because many years ago, if you had lived on a farm or something, you maybe need a bunch of extra kids. Or, maybe we shouldn't have another because we don't have enough food and Johnny might die.
Or middle-class people, a kid is a liability. They cost money. And in some cases, I've heard the numbers as high as like $160,000 per kid in their lifetime. That's a lot of money.
I have a relative, when he put his three kids to put them in daycare, single dad, taking care of them all. Mom's not in the picture. He works a pretty good job. He ended up hiring a nanny to live with him full time because it was cheaper than daycare. Daycare was like $1,100 a week, and he was able to get a nanny for like $2,500 a month, and it was cheaper. And the nanny was really good. She did a great job. She was a grandma and needed a place to live, and it worked out quite well for a lot of years.
Go ahead, Olivia.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something I think a lot of people don't think about is just getting a nanny. I actually worked as a nanny for about 5 months. It's a decent job.
My wife did, too.
Cool.
I got a question, a nanny question for you. How did you address with the kid? Were they old enough that you would address sort of whether you got paid or not? I read a story relatively recently. I think it might have been a Twitter post, actually, so mini blog, about this lady who's like, the kids that I nanny for asked me what I do, where do I work? And I had to lie to them and tell them, someplace, I don't know, because I was, I was just too embarrassed to tell them I get paid to hang out with them.
Oh, wow.
Cool job.
It never really came up, honestly. They were like 4 and 6, so all I don't think they really asked, but their mom was super cool. Like, honestly, if I didn't need money, I probably would have just hung out anyway.
Yeah. Well, nannying better be a good time because you don't want an unhappy nanny taking care of your kids.
No.
Right. So it was kind of like, I get money because I have to live, but, y'all are cool, so.
Right.
But I was going to, that brings up, that's a really interesting point you just made about they do regulate, plus they regulate birth control and abortion too. So you know what, you're right, they do regulate that. But I was going to bring up forcing people to eat when they don't want to. There's a really terrible story on the BBC right now. The Hunger Striking Indians Demanding U.S. Asylum is the name of the article. And basically the government has held these people who are political refugees from India. They came here across the border from Mexico, but they're from India.
Yep. So U.S. government is holding them. All right.
Yes. They've held them for over a year. They've basically been in a prison camp, right? And so they're like, we can't take this anymore. They've decided not to eat, and judges have literally ordered that they have these feeding tubes shoved down their noses.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Guantanamo Bay style.
Oh, this is prison style. This isn't new. You try a hunger strike. You try a hunger strike as an American citizen in most prisons, and you know, you just say the word hunger strike, and you're liable to have that thing shoved down your throat. Like, you can be obese and force fed in American prison.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they don't want to lose that prisoner. That's a big income for that prison. What do they get paid? Like $50,000 a year to have each prisoner?
I think they just want to shove a tube down your nose.
Oh,
is what I think.
They have fun with that.
I think there's definitely an intimidation factor too. Like, you will not resist. You know, I mean, it's sick. But it kind of, I was thinking, you said that when you were a kid, basically you had to sit in the chair and eat, and if you didn't eat, you'd have to sit there all afternoon, and then you'd have to eat it the next morning or whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, wasn't there the threat of violence too? What if you decided to get up? Wouldn't you have gotten a spanking? You know, I mean,
I don't know. I wasn't that kind of kid. Wasn't the sort that's like, you know, I wasn't that sort, and I'm still not that sort. You put a sidewalk down, I will not walk across the grass. I'm just not that guy. And so as a kid, you could just say, you can't get up until you eat your food. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can't get up. Now, what I would do, because I was a sneaky little bastard, is I would drop a certain amount of food on the floor my mom showed dogs my whole life. These animals, because they're show dogs, they're basically the canine equivalent to a supermodel. They're starving. You put a little butter on a green bean, they will eat it. No problem. You know? So anything that got dropped was just swept up in a furry little tornado by, you know, one of two Rottweilers that was, going around there. So, yeah, I mean, that's how it was for me. I guess the threat of violence does exist with any punishment, right? So if you, exactly. If you don't pay the fine for the speeding ticket and then you continue to drive on the road, then at some point or another, they're going to throw you in jail. You don't want to go to jail. They're going to beat you up and throw handcuffs on you. You don't want the handcuffs on you, and you resist with deadly force. Well, they're going to shoot you. So
there's always a gun.
Yeah, there's always something when it comes to punishment.
The dog thing just gave me an idea. I think we could solve a lot of problems in schools if they had a room full of puppies that you could go to if you were just too much for the classroom. Just stick them in a room full of puppies, wait 15 minutes, take them back. I think that would solve some problems.
I bet you were a good nanny.
I don't trust the government to take care of something as pure as puppies. But I did get to see some yoga puppy classes recently.
Really?
So they have yoga with goats, and they have a variety of things. Basically, you know, different folks have figured out, hey, if I just have some animals that people can pet around, then I'll get more people to my yoga class. This yoga with puppies, by the way, there wasn't that much yoga going on from what I saw. It was people petting puppies at $40 a class. And that's
a good
per
gimmick.
Person. Yeah, it's a good gimmick. So if you can find yourself a box full of huskies, you're in pretty good shape. Now, I don't know what this does for the animal farm. What's the term that they
puppy
use?
Puppy mill.
Puppy mill marketplace. But everybody does love a puppy. Thanks for the call, Olivia.
Speaking of schools, when I was in Vermont this weekend, I talked to a guy, and we got into the conversation. We went to Burlington, Vermont for a couple of nights last weekend, and these people are embracing socialism in Burlington, Vermont.
Well, yeah, that's not exactly a news flash.
Well, I never really hung out much with anybody in the city. I always dealt with, you know, farmers I bought hay from people actually work hard for a living. Well, this guy works hard. He's a cabinet maker, carpenter dude, and we were talking about schools and stuff, and he says, when I was in second grade, there was a stump in the back of the class, and there was a bunch of nails just there in a box, and a hammer. And at any time, if you felt like frustrated and you needed to go pound a couple of nails, you could go in the back of the class all day long and just beat nails into that stump. And some kids would just come in, do that, and then sit down. Some kids would get up halfway through the class, go pound some nails, and he goes, I thought that was the best thing I ever saw. And it was, but a little one room, you know, or a very small little schoolhouse in, you know, mountains of Vermont somewhere.
Right. They're not going to give a claw hammer to anybody in a school now. They're terrified of the results.
Might get a black fingernail. That'd be a liability.
Yeah, it'd be a big deal. Well, I mean, they could attack the class with it. I suppose you could just give them a ball peen hammer, and then they'd have to whack somebody in the head. But you can kill them with that, too. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divvy token price has increased 300%. Now's the time to make the switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click masternodes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. 877-933. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been across the board tonight, but seems to be the underlying thing is sort of kids, how to raise them, do you want to send them to government school, things like that. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can also use the Discord lines at discord.lrn.fm or discord.freetalklive.com. It doesn't really matter. They both work. Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the Discord lines. You can see how good Mortified Penguin sounds. Mortified Penguin.
What's up, guys?
Yep.
Yay. Yeah, sorry. That's my cue. I wanted to call in. I know Vagina Tyrion called in from Discord earlier about cancel culture, and I'm not here to, you know, say the exact opposite opinion. I think a lot of it, of course, is ridiculous. But at the same time, I'm not sure what's, like, substantively bad across the board about people being offended by something.
Because
some things are, you know, it's more like it's an opinion. You know, some things are, you know, truly offended, and maybe, you know, if you're offending a large enough group of people in a certain situation, then they have a, you know, you're going to get a lot of backlash. And then, yes, if it's not such a large group of people, maybe you'll get a little less of a backlash. But I mean,
there are businesses now that I won't do business with, mostly because I'm not because I'm like principled on it, but because I'm grumpy. Right? Like, the first thing I think about when I think about that business is, you know, that they supported a smoking ban or something like that. Not that I love the smell of smoke when I'm, eating in a restaurant, but I think it's the restaurateur's business as to whether or not they have a smoking section or not, not the government's business.
I choose not to support businesses if... Well, for a multitude of reasons, but if I can support someone who works like in what I call the counter economy, or who doesn't play ball with the government, so I will always give my business to that guy.
But you're not really participating in that if you're not giving your business to him.
And certain businesses in general, I just pretty much, you know, choose just not to support, because like, well, there's one business in my little town who is like very, it's a restaurant, is very pro like the local government, and they're just a bunch of parasite bootlickers, and you know, I'm not going to go there. And then every time I get the chance to tell some of my friends not to go eat at this particular restaurant because they love them some government a little too much.
Yeah, and I do see how businesses get caught into this, right? Like, you're supposed to be patriotic for your country, supposed to be patriotic for your state, and supposed to be patriotic for your local, business and or your local government, your local municipality. But, like, the lines between what is our government and what is our place have gotten so blurred. In modern culture, we don't even know the difference between sort of being a patriotic American and, giving cover to lying politicians. And I can forgive that they are bad at these things. But at the same time, Jay, if you've got a bad taste in your mouth for a business, who am I to say otherwise?
Actually, they do a good job with their food. And they're a good restaurant, but just they're a bunch of bootlickers, statists. And, you know, I say, like, taxation is theft to the people there, and I get a dirty look. There's another establishment
I go to.
That's
because somebody who gives you a dirty look when you say taxation is theft has nothing to say in response. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have run a nationally syndicated radio program for 15 years now. We've been saying, we have a T-shirt that says taxes are theft long before the meme came out. So I'm going to say 5 years. We've been talking about taxation being theft. I have not yet had a person call in that could argue that taxation isn't theft, at least some of the time.
Every time I go to a restaurant, I say to the waitress or waiter, I say, I just want to let you know that I do not give tips. And then they always give me this look like they're just so disappointed they're not getting a tip.
Right.
What I do is I give gifts. Tips are taxable. Gifts up to $14,000 per year, according to the IRS, are not taxable. This is a gift. It is not a tip. Please do not claim it, because taxation is theft. And at this one particular restaurant, I was, like, given a hard time about it even. But even, you know, but they just, they love their taxes. They love their government. But, you know, they're just, like, you know, all in bed with the local government and stuff there.
Well, Jay, I think if you just give them some cash, unless they have to pull it or something, I doubt it's getting reported a vast majority of the time.
I can tell you, I feel safe in admitting that, I got cash tips back when I was waiting tables, and I didn't claim any of that crap.
Thank you for your service.
Go ahead.
I think every waiter and tipped employee is at least at some level a very minor agorist to some extent.
Some of these waitresses have told me, "Oh, thank you, I appreciate that, but I am something like on all her cash sales, I think she said it was a 15%, whether she gets tipped or not, is what they figure she gets tipped. And that's what they figure in, like, employee tax extortion on her.
So it doesn't matter.
And then other places that I go, they're like, oh, thanks, that's awesome. I am not going to report this. Thank you.
I think it's worth pointing out that some people do, some servers do get taxed at a 15% rate. And if you choose not to tip them, you are actually forcing them to pay taxes on the tip that you didn't give them. You're costing them money. So
yeah, because
like tips. I don't like tips much, but I feel like I have to give a certain amount. Please go ahead.
People were generous, luckily, and so it works in a lot of people's benefits. But like their pay is based on, you're basically subsidizing the employer with the tipping system. Their pay is expected to be a certain amount, and then you're just paying it instead of the employer. And I mean, okay, maybe they do have to raise prices to some extent. They're not. Not enough to cover the difference if they had to pay the people the amount they would be making with the tips. But no, it's a whole thing. Oh, your pay's this much, but it has to come out of the pockets of the customer. We shouldn't even go into this conversation. We can go on forever, but it's a rotten system.
It is a rotten system. And when I was, making tips, the kitchen staff, I had first started washing dishes. And then I went to server because I was really bad at washing dishes. And I was great at being a server. But I knew the kitchen staff pretty well. The kitchen staff resented servers because the kitchen staff knew that servers made more money than they did. And the kitchen staff's like, hey, we're making the food. All you're doing is moving it from here to there.
Less work.
How come you're making more money? And this is, I think that it's a disparity that's never really addressed when people talk about tips. I mean, I do know that there are some restaurants that share tips with, the kitchen staff, but, I don't know. I don't go to a restaurant based on their tipping policy. I go to a restaurant because I like the food they serve.
Well, my
food staff do not make a lot of money.
Actually, my favorite restaurant that my wife and I go to about once a month, usually costs us about $60 when we go for breakfast. And
what?
Yeah, well, between the tip and it sometimes bring someone with us. It's kind of expensive. The place is packed. They use all pretty much local stuff. It's very good. And the one waitress, she's like 64 years old, says she has no problem making several hundred dollars on a Saturday or Sunday morning there.
Yeah, there are restaurants like that.
And there's a waiting list to become a waitress there.
Fortified Penguin, thanks for the call. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he found the whistleblower allegations to be both disturbing and credible that led to an impeachment inquiry being opened against President Trump.
Well, I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible, even without the benefit yet of the Inspector General's full analysis.
The president said there was no quid pro quo in the July phone call with Ukraine's president on his political rival, Joe Biden.
And the Democrats did this hoax during the United Nations. Wait, it was perfect. Because this way, it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney called the rough transcript of the call deeply troubling. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifies before Congress on Thursday on the whistleblower complaint. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Again, we've been across the board, as we have so many other evenings here. I want to tell you real quick about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Had a situation today. I was in the car with my mother. There was a guy who had a bumper sticker on his car. It wasn't a bumper sticker from Liberty Stickers, mind you. I haven't read them all there, but it wasn't one that I thought that it was. And, you know, my mom wanted me to scoot forward a little bit so she could read the bumper sticker. So, I mean, you know, these things are effective. The bumper sticker said something to the effect of, sorry, officer, I thought you wanted to race. right? So, you know, maybe I'll keep him from getting a ticket because it's funny. But, yeah, go to LibertyStickers.com because they've got all kinds of stickers there from the witty, the poignant, the pithy, and the downright bombastic. Liberty-oriented messages. LibertyStickers.com. Let's go to the phones. Got Tom calling in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. is currently starting the inquiry on impeachment. Because, I mean, it's obvious that Donald Trump is a total ignoramus and a total jerk, but that's not impeachable. and they may have a charge here of bribery where the president was using foreign aid as a way of saying, okay, we're going to withhold this foreign aid to Ukraine unless the president of Ukraine will cooperate and provide Donald Trump with some dirt on a political opponent, which is something for the president's gain, and using the foreign aid that Congress has appropriated as a tool. Okay. Now, obviously, they don't seem to see any problem with using federal highway construction money as a tool for bribing state legislators to commit hate crimes against people under 21. And obviously, the foreign aid to begin with that Congress authorizes is totally unconstitutional. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution allowing Congress to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, or excises to pay the debts and provide for the defense of foreign countries, only for the United States. So they're in, but what Donald Trump should do, if Congress insists on passing and appropriating money for foreign aid, is what he should do is sign an executive order saying that all these millions and billions of dollars that are going to all these foreign countries as foreign aid will be paid in $2 bills. They'll deliver it all in $2 bills. They'll put them into circulation. And the first country that says, we don't want all these $2 bills, okay, you don't get them. See, that would help put them into circulation if Congress overrides his veto. If he
What's your value? How do you see the value of $2 bills in this situation?
Well, $2 bills, you know, is an opportunity where a lot of banks refuse to order them from the Federal Reserve, and a lot of, in the United States, they don't see a whole lot of circulation, but this would help put them into circulation. And
what do we want them in circulation for? I mean, at this point, the $1 bill is basically a waste of time and energy. We should have coins for things that are of that little value. When I was a kid, you could buy quite literally a piece of candy for 3 pennies. You can't buy crap for 3 pennies now. I mean,
a bag of good compost is going to cost you $9.95. I just saw one the other day. Crap's pretty expensive.
Right. You can't buy anything with this stuff. But a piece of candy is liable. I just saw today maple drops 27 cents. So the things that you would have paid 3 cents for. Or maybe. I mean, I don't know what. I never bought a maple drop. These are actually, made from maple trees here in the area. But, something that would have been a dime, maybe a nickel when I was a kid, is now worth 27 cents. It basically says that all coins below a quarter are worthless.
I saw a man throw change away when he walked out of a Dunkin' Donuts today. Like, literally threw pennies onto the ground. He just didn't want them in his pocket.
What the president should do, of course, is veto any bill that contains unconstitutional spending. That's what Ron Paul would do, is veto the appropriations that have money for unconstitutional spending, such as foreign aid. And if Congress overrides the president's veto, as they might do if President Trump were to veto bills appropriating money for foreign aid, then is it okay, then fine, here's the next thing to do, and that is to require that the Treasury Department ship all this money in $2 bills, at least put them into circulation around the world. And by the way, I'm sick and tired of cashiers stopping everything and saying, oh, wait until my manager gets off the phone. I have to ask if I'm allowed to take $2 bills, instead of training the cashiers. Disheartening when that happens.
Tom, I had a cashier today ask me if I wanted my penny back. Like, do you want your change?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Of course I want my change.
Yeah. I could drill a hole through it and make a washer. A washer cost me 3 cents to buy. I could just drill a hole through a stack of pennies, and I got a whole bunch of washers. And they work pretty darn good, and they look cool. Like, I put them on, like, my trailer. I put a bunch of pennies in a couple of spots to screw something together. And a couple of weeks ago, guys like, those pennies? I'm like, yeah, see the ones that are turning green? They're actually copper. But I define foreign aid as taking the money from the poor people of a rich nation and giving that money to the rich people of a poor nation.
And really, thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate the call. When you're talking about foreign aid, most of that foreign aid's already earmarked for foreign for U.S. companies to get paid. So, you know, maybe they're building a dam or, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. That money's coming right back to U.S. companies. So really what it is it's, you know, it's a subsidy to a U.S. engineering firm or whatever.
Engineering firm, maybe a small fraction of it. It's more like a subsidy to some bomb manufacturing, you know, or some jet plane, you know, Boeing, yeah. Giving F-16s to Israel and giving
a lot of times
bombs to Israel.
Foreign aid is... What's that?
Killing brown people.
Yeah. Foreign aid isn't used to, you know, it's a number, but it's used to buy military stuff. And when a republic that had a revolution against a king then gives money to a dictator or king, in the case of Saudi Arabia, it's a king, the person claims to be a king, gives money to a king to be able to then give back to the republic's, you know, best business interests so that they can buy weapons that they can then use to keep down their own people. That is despicable and the most anti-American stuff I've ever seen.
What's really, you know, just ridiculous is, so foreign aid is used in the dropping of bombs to destroy infrastructure, and then shortly after, they give sweetheart contracts to, like, Archer Midland Daniels and Halliburton in the form of foreign aid to rebuild the infrastructure for, you know, 100 times, 1,000 times more than it should ever cost to do it.
And then they, you know, give loans to the, you know, the international bank gives loans to the government. The government fails to pay them back. So then they, you know, they claw back more things, you know, oil rights and all this other stuff. It's
happening in Argentina right now. These IMF loans, they can't pay them back. They got all these crazy loans a few years ago. I believe it's Argentina.
Argentina's having a currency crisis right now. I don't know exactly why. I keep an eye on who's having the currency crisis because I think that's where cryptocurrency is going to be blowing up next. So, you know, for instance, in Venezuela, Dash, to some extent, Bitcoin Cash is seeing some level of adoption. And if problems keep on going on in Venezuela long enough, maybe these currencies will get real traction and really be getting used, because the places where people can't get sound money, can't get money they feel like they can trust, those are the places that are most ripe, to my mind, for cryptocurrency. And it seems like I'm getting borne out to be that's so. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jay. Michael.
Sorry.
Yep. Jay.
My fault. Real quick, before we get into the calls here, want to tell you about the AMP program at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can do as, what is this word? It looks like a random letters. What's that word right there? Who's the amplifier?
Nobished.
Nobished? Okay. Novished, thank you, Novished, for your amplifying at the level of the silver level. This is $5 a month, and, you know, you can give up, you know, eating out for lunch one day. Pack a sandwich. You save more than $5. 855-450-3733. You can go to ampamp.freetalklive.com and support the show. Let's go to Wolfang, calling in from Montana. Listening on the Discord lines. Wolfang?
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
All's well.
Good to hear. So you had brought up that taxation is theft, and I've heard that just the month before, the first time I had heard that, I would agree with you, because if you expect a taxpayer that's a Christian to pay for Planned Parenthood, and
right,
well, that's against their constitutional right. They're against, you know, killing people, and you're taxing them to, you know,
That money don't go towards abortions. That goes straight to the Democratic Party, all that money that's the government gives to Planned Parenthood.
True, and they're against birth control, and you're paying for birth control and stuff like that, too.
To be clear, Christians feel differently about birth control. The Catholic Church is against birth control. Please go ahead.
Yes. So taxation is sort of a necessary evil, because it does cost money to run a government, per se, you know, border control. and military that is the only two things that the government, big government, should even have anything to do with, what would your opinion be on flat tax? So say you go to an amusement park, you pay your ticket fee, you get to go into the amusement park and ride all the rides just like everyone else. So a flat tax, you pay, you know, your annual fee to drive on all the roads and get all the benefits of border control and military to protect you. What's your opinion on flat tax?
Well, I could quibble with you about border control and
military,
but as far as the flat tax go, the way it was described by Steve Forbes when he ran, I think it was 96, I could be wrong on this, was basically you could fill out your taxes in a on a postcard. Then there's the fare tax, which is like the tax would be more or less a sales tax. You wouldn't be visible, and there's a variety of iterations of basically a VAT, a value-added tax, at that point. What would I say? I would say that if the government didn't tax so much, use so much, and wasn't so invasive, that libertarians would have nothing to stand on and no one would listen to us. That many of us would never have become libertarians in the first place.
There'd be no need for us.
If the government would have stayed within its constitutional bounds, that... Yeah, you know, nobody would listen to a libertarian because, you know, the free market would be handling most things.
And well, those bounds being the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Right.
If that's what we're talking about being those bounds.
If that's what we're talking
Correct.
About. So I'm, you know, as far as a flat tax goes, I say a flat tax is flat theft. And a fair tax is fair theft. And an income tax is income theft. But... yeah, sure. I get that if the government had been held within some kind of constraints, that likely no one would be listening to me.
And could be held accountable in the form of any government agent screws up, they're hung, for example, or something. There has to be accountability if there's going to be any form of tax. Otherwise, when accountability is out the window, you get this parasite that just grows, and becomes this behemoth it is that is going to consume itself, I believe, within my lifetime.
Right. Jefferson, you know, said that it is in the nature of government to grow. And this is before they had a navy and they didn't have any border control. So, you know, he predicted that long ahead of time.
Okay, and the way you could almost subsidize a flat tax or help it is a luxury tax. So if you have more money to buy more things, you could pay more taxes so it wouldn't hurt, you know, lower income families.
Yeah, that won't work because the Clinton Foundation, which is a nonprofit, will not pay a luxury tax because nonprofits don't pay taxes. So all these yachts that you see in Fort Lauderdale and Miami, almost all of them are owned by nonprofits.
I think that you'll probably see that, like, if we really broke out who paid income tax and, you know, who didn't, that you'll probably see the rich people, even though they have plenty of systems to dodge it, are still the ones paying it. So they're probably not paying the percentages that we think they're paying, but they're paying. And poor people, you know, in many cases, poor people aren't even being touched by income tax if they are filing their returns and getting their money back and that sort of thing.
They're just being slammed by the invisible tax inflation.
And many of them are just bad at managing money. One of the things I have a problem with is that they ask people who have no skin in the game financially, how should we run this government? That's what we call democracy. Right. So if 70% of Americans really don't pay much at all in taxes and 30% pay the largest lion's share, then why are we asking the 70% what they think about how we should run the government? Because people who aren't paying much in love the notion of getting a bunch out.
True, but you sort of have to follow for democracy. So even though they're not paying, they, you know, have a vote.
Yeah, democracy sucks.
Oh, they really have a vote. Like, the DNC is doing a great job making sure the only one you can vote for on that side is, you know, Warren or Biden.
Well, the GOP and isn't exactly providing us the greatest choices either. I think that 2016 was a really great moment in time for us to be able to point to where you had two of the most distasteful people on the planet running for the presidency.
that with Ron Paul, the RNC was very instrumental in stripping and eliminating all of the Ron Paul delegates in 2012, because the game was figured out and the Campaign for Liberty is like, well, we're going to get our delegates in there. People became delegates and they said, nope, you have to swear an affidavit to be, you know, for Romney, I believe it was. And if you didn't, then the RNC took the delegation from you and they gave it to somebody else. That would, you know, be a Romney puppet.
Wolfing, anything else?
No, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt calling in from Washington. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you said earlier that Christians aren't against, they're not against abortion and the Catholic.
Hold on. You're going to talk right into your phone. I'm having a difficult time understanding you.
Okay. You said that only Catholics are against abortion and that Christians are not against abortion.
No. What I said was that we had been talking about abortion, and then the gentleman on the phone said something specifically about birth control. And I said, to be clear, Christians feel a variety of different ways about birth control, but Catholics, the Catholic Church, and specifically the Church, basically prohibits it, although plenty of Catholics are using birth control these days.
Okay, well, I thought you were talking about abortion.
Yep. Would you like to give your opinion on abortion? You have about, 2 minutes to talk about it, I guess.
Well, it should be banned.
Okay.
You know, I'm against men who think they're women.
What's it have to do with abortion? Oh, you're just listing off the things you're against?
Right.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask you this about abortion. One of the things I used to... It's not that I'm not going to say that abortion isn't homicide, right? Like, it pretty clearly is. But I would say this. Abortion is stupid liberals committing genocide on themselves in many cases, right? So we're talking about poor people that vote Democrat, that have IQs that tend to be below, and I've looked in all this stuff, and when you're seeing the numbers, that low IQs and high IQs tend to be represented in this way. Why should I get bent out of shape if the Democrats want to, you know, commit genocide on themselves?
Because it's murder.
Well, there you go. I mean, people have been killed. Have you stopped paying your tax money because the military is going and bombing brown people around the world?
Hold on a second. They always talk about the children, the poor children, you know, especially the ones coming across the border, the poor children.
Yeah, those poor children.
The American women, they want them to have an abortion, but some skank coming across the border from Guatemala with 10 kids, they want them.
Well, that's because they'll vote Democrat, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, it's a mess, and that's absolutely true. I think that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. Otherwise, you don't have free people in free countries. But the problem is when they get here, absolutely, the Republican Party has alienated themselves from hardworking immigrants to the point that nobody will vote for them. Thanks for the call, Matt. Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.